to be here with you this morning.
很高兴今天早上能在这里跟大家一起敬拜。
It's also very great to be able to see some of the old, like people that I know 10 years ago. Really, 10 years ago, I haven't seen them for 10 years.
也看到了一些我十几年前见到的一些朋友啊，今天能够再次见到你们，真的是非常高兴。
I only understood 10% of what the gentleman said.
我刚刚我只能听到这个，我只能听明白大概10% 的那个一和弟兄讲话。
But I'm really privileged and honored to share the word of the Lord with you this morning.
但是我感觉今天非常的荣幸，能有这个机会跟你们一起分享神的话语。
I hope you won't fall asleep.
我希望你不会睡着。
I don't have a watch, so I'm very long-winded.
我没有一个表啊，手表，但是我可能会讲的比较长。
So if you start falling asleep, say you just go like this. It's time.
如果你觉得已经有点累了哈。
So I'm going to just let you know what I'm going to be doing.
我现在就告诉我今天要讲些什么。
After I preach the message,
我今天讲完道以后
I'm going to ask you to make a choice.
我会要求你来做一个选择。
Each of you, if you decided to make a choice,
你们中的每一个人都要做一个决定。
We'll take from a basket.
你要从一个篮子里面选一样。
Can you show me the heart? Okay, we'll take one of these heart and put one on one of these baskets.
你要从那个篮子里拿一颗心，然后放在这个
okay,
其中的某一个篮子里面。
I'm going to explain to you later on ankle deep water, knee deep water, waist deep water, and swimming deep water.
这有四个选择啊，一个是到脚踝的，一个是到膝盖，一个到你的腰，还有到这个游泳的这个水高度。
And then once you get one, once you put it, you get a peg.
当你拿到的时候呢，你会拿到。
This represent your commitment and your desire to take the plunge.
这个就代表了你立定心智，你要跳到水里面。
Okay, so this is for you. It says here, drive the peg deep.
就说你要把它真的打进去。
And then take the plunge. Okay, so that's what we're going to do at the end. Okay, let's begin.When I talk with Pastor Kevin about the theme of the church this year,
当我跟Kevin 牧师提到我们今年的主题的时候
he told me that the theme for the church this year is enlarge the tent and spread out.
他跟我讲说我们教会今年的主题是扩张疆界，左右开展。
Encouraging all of us in the congregation to pursue a deeper life and to experience God's love and mercy and grace.
就是鼓励我们大家能够更深的经历神，能够更多的在神的恩典当中成长。
And he also shared with me that this year is your 10th anniversary.
他也告诉我今年是我们的十周年。
So congratulations.
所以恭喜你们。
God has indeed done a lot of great things among yourself.
神在你们当中做了一些很奇妙的事情。
I was really not surprised, but really amazed to see a young person teaching kids.
我觉得很奇妙，今天看到一个很年轻的小孩来教导其他的小孩子。
He did a very well, a very good job.
他今天表现还不错。
He probably will be the next preacher. 20 years from now.
也许十年以后他会成为一个。
So pray for him.
So 为他祷告。
So as I sought the Lord for guidance,
当我来寻求神的指引的时候
，He did reaffirm in my heart that we all needed to be stretched.
他也确定让我能够明白，真的，我们每一个人都需要扩张我们自己。
Since the beginning of the Old Testament, God's full intent was for the nation of Israel to be a forerunner of faith that the church would imitate.
从旧约开始，其实神的心意就是让以色列人要真的是站在信仰的最前端，他们来扩展自己，让其他的人都能够效仿他们的榜样。
In the book of Isaiah, Israel was regarded as a barren woman.
在以赛亚书当中，以色列被称作一个
barren woman.
像一个没有生养孩子的女人。
Even though God was her husband,
即使神是她的丈夫
but she was not able to bear children at all.
但是她没有办法生孩子。
But God had plans to increase her, causing Israel to burst forth as water.
但是神祝福他，让他让以色列能够真的是像一个泉水，像一个能够像一个能够这个祝福全地的这么一个泉源。
And the overflow would be so great that they would have to enlarge and make their tent bigger.
这个祝福是这样子大，他们不得不要扩张他们的帐幕之地，让张大。
And as they make their tent bigger to receive those who will be coming in, they also needed to take the hammer and pound the tent peg even deeper.
所以他们要把他们的绳子放长，要把他们的橛子拔出来，能够再扎得更深一点，能够让更多的人能够进来。
In other words, to make the tent bigger so that it can include more people.
所以他们这样的话呢，可以把他们的帐幕更大的话，能够让更多的人能够进来。
Israel would have to stretch to receive this great increase.
以色列必须要扩张，才能够承担这么多的祝福。
So just like you and me, we need to stretch ourselves to be able to welcome the influx of people that will be coming to the church.
就像我们一样，我们必须要扩张我们自己，才能够让更多的人能够进到这个教会当中来。
I remember going to New York and visiting Jim Cimbala's church.
我记得我曾经去纽约来参观这个
Jim Cimbala.
Jim Cimbala 的这个教会。
And do you know, I had to wait in line to come into the church.
你知道我必须要在那儿排队才能够进到教会当中。
Wouldn't it be great that people will wait in line coming to our worship service?
想一想，如果我们这里有很多人都要排队才能进来，是不是很棒？
How many people believe in that?
多少人相信这个？
Come on, we need to have more faith. Come on.
我们需要更多的信心。
Okay, by spreading the word of God,
传扬神的话
to the Gentile nations,
给外邦人
the Israelites will receive spiritual children.
以色列人能够获得他们这个属灵的孩子
not natural children.
不是天然的孩子。
These people will come from all nations.
这些人从各个国家来到当中。
And Israel will be enlarging their tents.
以色列要扩大他们的帐幕。
In turn, we who have received the gospel message are to continue to enlarge the tent so that the rest of the world can become spiritual children in the kingdom of God.
所以我们也要借着福音能够扩张我们的帐幕，让这个外邦人，世界上的人都能够听到神的话语。
See, the intent of God has never changed.
所以神的心意永远没有改变。
But if this growth is going to continue, the church must be willing to be stretched beyond its norms.
但是如果说这个成长是需要被鼓励的话，我们所有教会当中的人，我们都要被扩张。
So what does that mean?
这个意味着什么呢？
It means that our personalities,
我们的个性
our talents and gifts are very different and can be used by God to stretch us beyond our capabilities.
我们的天赋、我们的恩赐都很不一样，但是神的心意是要扩张这些，让我们真的能够为他所用。
Look at the verse. Next slide. Look at the verse.
让我们看一看这篇这段
经文。Says, "Make your tent larger, stretch your tent curtains farther out, spare no effort."Strengthen your ropes and pound your stakes deep.
要扩张你的帐幕之地，张大你居所的幔子，不要限制，要放长你的绳子，坚固你的橛子。
You may ask me, Pastor Daniel, how is this going to be done?
你们可能会问这个丹牧师，这个要怎么样才能做到呢？
Well, God took me to two passages in the Bible.
神呢就给了我两段的经文。
One is found in Revelation 22 verses 1 to 5.
一个是在启示录第二十二章的。
Which some of you or even most of you would be familiar with.
也许你们很多人都很熟悉这一段经文。
Since it is the reason why this church is called the River of Life Church.
这也就是为什么我们这个教会被叫做生命河。
Inspired by the vision of the River of the Water of Life in Revelation 22, 1 to 5, we are building a glorious church through praise and worship.Holy Spirit renewal, cell church, and global impact.
在启示录第二十二章一到五节里面，他就讲到说，在城内，在有一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，是从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
So how is this done?
怎么样能做到？
Your vision also states to develop all-rounded individuals to channeling God's blessing to more individual lives in families, workplaces, communities.Ethnic groups and to the whole world.
我想这个神的意向是要我们在教会当中的每一个人都被他的圣灵来改变，在我们的家庭当中，在我们的工作当中，在我们的教会当中能够传扬神。
It is to make a difference in Ottawa, in Canada, and beyond.
也就是在加拿大，在渥太华，在加拿大，在整个世界能够带来改变。
So how can we see this come to fruition?
我们怎么能看到这个实现呢？
How do we enlarge our tent and stretch our tents?
我们怎么样才能扩张我们的
We do that by driving our tent pegs deep, growing in deeper intimacy with God.
我们只要把我们的橛子能够打得更深，能够更多的经历神，能够跟神有更紧密的连结，才能够做到这一点。
It begins with us willing to take the plunge into the river of life.
这要从什么开始？让我们愿意真的是跳到神的河当中，我们愿意真的是浸泡在当中。
So to understand what the Apostle John wrote in Revelation 22, we need to go back to Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 to 12.
所以如果要真的想要明白启示录中所讲的这个话呢，我们要回到以西结这个44节的。
So if you have your Bible, turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 to 12, and we'll be spending time in God's Word.
所以如果你有你的圣经呢，请你打开你的圣经到以西结第47章。
47 verses 1 to 12.
从1到第12节。
So how many here remember the song by Andy Park?
你们还记得刚才唱过的歌吗？
I guess none of you remember it. It's a long time ago.
是很久之前的。
Okay, but it's a very upbeat song.
是一个很 活泼的。
And this is what it says, down the mountain, the river flows, and it brings refreshing wherever it goes.
这首歌就是说从高山上下来一条河。 这个河水流到所在之处都带来更新。
And the next slide, it continues by saying, the river of God is teeming with life, and all who touch it can be revived. And those who linger on this river's shore will come back thirsting for more of the Lord.
他说这个神的河里充满了生命，所有碰到他的人都被更新、被复兴。那些在岸边，有光的人，他们也愿意回来，更多渴慕神。
So whether we see ourselves stretching a few inches or to the max, all of us should have at least one goal in common.
不管你是要被 扩张一点点，还是要很大，我们所有的人都需要能够从这点来开始。
From the youngest to the oldest, from the richest to the poorest, from the least to the most educated, and from the most pious to the worldliest.
从小的到老的，从最穷的到贫困的到富有的，从最受过教育的到 没有什么文化的。
This one goal we should have.
这一个目标是我们所需要有的。
Is to strive for more depth in the Lord and more growth in God's grace.
就是我们希望在主里面更进神，在神的恩典中更多的成长。
And no matter how much we have experienced or think we know, there's still much more that God's Spirit can teach and reveal to us in 2019.
不管我们过去的经历是怎么样，或者我们以为我们知道什么，神还有很多的事情可以指教我们。
So are you ready to dive, to drive your tent pegs deeper and take the plunge into the river of life?
所以你准备好了吗? 你愿不愿意立定心智了，跳到水中？
Okay, put your seat belts on.
把你的这个安全带系好。
You can be ready for a ride.
我们来。
Okay, let's pray. Okay, and ask the Holy Spirit to come. And teach us. So Spirit of the living God fall fresh upon this place.
让圣灵的水真的是能够 更新我们。
Open our eyes.
打开我们的眼睛。
And open our hearts.
打开我们的心。
To receive what you have for us today.
来接受主你所要指教我们的今天。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you gonna ready? Okay, the slides is gonna go. So you have to read very quick. Okay, first slide. Okay, you will discover when you read the Bible that God has chosen to begin and end all of history from Genesis to Revelation with a river.
我们在看圣经，我们就看从不管是从这个启示录一直到从那个创世纪一直到最后的启示录里面都讲到有一个河。
See, in Genesis chapter 2, when you see river. Am I right? Is that how you pronounce? right? Correct. River. Okay, and then in Revelation chapter 22, you see, oh, don't go back. Yep, there's another two words, two places, right? River.
所以从创世纪第二章, 你看到里面提到有一个河。
So both in Genesis at the beginning and at the end, God used river as something that we need to be paying attention to.
从创世纪一直到启示录最后一个一本书里面，神又提到了这。
Since you are called the River of Life, you have river in your church's name. I don't have it here.
生命水的河啊，就正在我们教会的名字当中。
So you need to know what the river is all about.
所以你需要知道这个生命河到底是什么。
So when you know what the river is all about, you can have life and give life to those who don't have life.
所以当我们真的明白什么是生命河的时候，我们才能把生命给那些没有的人。
So through the Bible, we see, the next slide, we see God the Father being likened to a fountain of living water, according to Jeremiah 2.
我们看到呢，我们的神圣父呢，他被比作是活水的泉源。
And then God the Son being likened to a well of living water in John 4.
那圣子呢，在约翰 第四章十四节里面呢，把圣子把它比作一个活水的井。
And then God the Holy Spirit is being likened to a river of living water.
那在约翰福音里面，圣灵呢就被当作是啊，被比作是活水的江河。
So when you think and picture river,
所以当你想到河的时候，
we know that they alter the landscape.
我们知道一条河可以改变这个地的景观。
They make impressions everywhere they go.
他不管到哪里, 他都能够留下印象。
See, brothers and sisters and friends, when revival takes place and renewal breaks out,
所以弟兄们, 当我们知道复兴来临的时候,
our lives will forever be transformed by the Holy Spirit.
我们的生命会被圣灵来改变。
It changes everything.
它能够改变所有。
You become passionate for the Lord. You will give up everything for the Lord. You can't help but day and night tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you have tasted and seen how good God is. Next slide. River can become a source of power.
水呢是可以成为力量的泉源。
When it is harnessed.
当你能够把这个水控制住。
This speaks of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
这里面就提到了关于圣灵的这个discipline，限制，关于这个能够训练自己。
However, because the water is constantly moving, it cannot be framed or frozen completely solid.
水如果要流动的话，它就不能是固定的，它必须能够流动起来。
But if you notice, man's efforts to control or restrict the flow, whatever their intentions may be, even as they build dikes and dams to restrict the water from flowing.
但是当人试图用一些办法来限制这个水流的时候，不管是用什么样的方法，比如说用大坝或者什么来阻止这个水流的时候，这个水就没有办法流动。
But they interfere with the prescribed pattern that the water needed to go.
当我们去试图改变一个既定的渠道的时候，
rivers also carry vessels yielded to it.
水呢，这个河呢，也能够运载船只。
Without any effort.
不需要什么，付出什么努力。
But just by being there and relaxing.
只是他在那里，他很放松。
The Bible tells us that Jesus says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
圣经上，耶稣说，我的轭是轻的，我的担子是轻省的。
Sometimes I wonder why we worry so much.
有的时候我会想，我们为什么担心这么多？
There might be a reason why, because we carry the burdens that we should not be carrying.
或许是因为我们承担了很多我们本来不应该承担的担子。
We worry about things we should not worry at all.
我们担心一些我们本来不应该担心的事情。
So if the vessel is yielded to the river, it just goes flowing. You don't have to worry about it. And by the way, you're not going to hit any rocks because the river knows how to steer you, not hitting any rocks or boulders. Isn't that beautiful?
所以想象一下，如果你是一个船在水里，它自然就会动的，不需要你很多的努力。而且这个河知道礁石在什么地方，它可以带领这个船只能够在水里面。
Similarly, for God to have His way in my life and in your life, what we need to do is to obey, to yield to the flow, and it will carry us.
所以对于我们来说也是一样，我们的生命也是需要让我们能够愿意顺服圣灵的教导的时候，我们愿意顺服他，我们能够跟着他的时候，就很自然的在水里面流动。
The next point, river does not flow straight down the mountainside.
这个水呢，它也不是直接就从山上这么直接的流下来。
You know how funny we are? Sometimes we just want to be in control.
你知道我们很有意思，我们有的时候我们就很想控制这个。
So what do? We guide the water in a certain way. It has to be straight. If it's not straight, it's not good.
我们就想这个水必须是直接流下来，如果不是垂直的，那么就不好。
I need to know everything that's going to happen tomorrow. If I don't know what everything is going to happen tomorrow, I don't know what I could do.
我需要知道明天发生什么，如果不知道的话，我就不知道该怎么办。
See, it twists and it turns.
这个水是弯弯曲曲的。
In the same way, God's way are not predictable.
就像神的神有时候做事一样，并不见得我们一定能够知道下面要发生什么。
And God never does things the same way.
神永远不做同样的事情。
Otherwise, we could manufacture the move of God.
不然的话呢，我们就知道神在做些什么。
What if? Let me ask you. What if the Holy Spirit were to show up?
如果问你今天圣灵就在这里彰显的话，会怎么样
？Would you know that it is the Holy Spirit?
你会不会知道那是圣灵
？Would you be scared?
会不会担心害怕
？Why answer me?
回答我吧。
No. How many will say no?
多少人会说
？Oh, some of you are very scared if the Holy Spirit to show up.
有些人是真的很想圣灵来彰显。
By the way, you guys have a great worship team.
你们的这个敬拜团队非常棒。
Very good, right? Yeah. Do you know what you guys sang today?
你们知道今天你们唱了什么歌吗
？God, let your glory fall. I need your glory.
愿你的荣耀降在这里。
What happens if it does fall?
如果它真的降在这里会怎么样
？Tell me.
告诉我
in the church in the States,
在美国有这样一个
it happened.
发生了这样一件事情
God showed up in a glory cloud.
神在一个很荣耀的云彩当中彰显，突然出现
and people were saying, "Wow, wow, God is present."
所有的人都很惊讶
and that glory cloud just fell with gold dust.
然后这个云彩里面有
and someone even took their cell phone, I don't have my cell phone with me, it's good. And then they collected the gold dust on their cell phone and brought it to the speaker and said, look, it's so beautiful.
有一个人带着手机就接了一些这个金粉拿到这个讲员的跟前说你看看
What if God were to show up like that?
如果神彰显会怎么样
I hope most of you will just go like this.
Come
on, these are signs and wonders in the last days.
Wow, 这个末日我们会见到很多。
And by the way, I believe in that.
我相信这些。
God is ready to heal people. God is ready to fill us. God is ready to pour out His Spirit. God is ready to bring the whole world into His kingdom.
神已经准备好，他愿意医治，他愿意彰显他自己，他愿意在末世的时候。
My wife always says, "Stick to your script."
我的太太经常跟我说你要按你的讲
章来讲 When I'm passionate, I can go everywhere.
当我很激动的时候就会讲到
Hope it's like John Hoi Mu Si That Pastor Kevin, he's always probably doing the same thing. Anyway, river also represents cleansing.
河呢也代表了洁净
The river of life is described as clear as crystals in Revelation 22.
在启示录二十二章里面这个河呢它被这个描写成是像水晶一样的清洁
Because its water is not muddy.
因为它是水不是金子
It does not mix with the earth along the river basin.
让我们不要跟地上的河来混淆
This is similar to living a sanctified life, a spirit-filled life.
这代表了我们活着一个这个以灵灵性注重灵性的一样一个生命
The water in Ezekiel's vision, the next slide, represents the Holy Spirit working in our lives.
这个河呢, 也代表了圣灵在我们身上的工作。
Just as the water of God was critical to the New Jerusalem in the book of Revelation, so God's spiritual river is very critical for every single follower of Christ.
就像那条河在, 启示录上面, 其实对耶路撒冷是非常重要的。 圣灵对我们每一个基督徒的生命也是相当非常重要的。
And like a river's flood, we cannot move fully in the Holy Spirit and remain in control.
如果不是这个河在流动的话, 我们真的是没有办法来, 控制。
So we either let him lead or choose to remain in control. Either we let him lead or choose to be in control.
或者是让神来带领, 或者是我自己想要控制我的生命。
The next slide, the source of the river is the sanctuary of God. Ezekiel 47, 1 and 12.
所以说这个河的源头, 我们再回到以西结书的第47章第一节。
Ezekiel's vision focused first on the altar located in Jerusalem's temple.
我们看到这个河是从哪儿来的, 是从这个祭坛在耶路撒冷的这个殿里面来。
In the Old Testament, the Holy of Holies was the most sacred part of the temple where the people encountered the living God.
我们知道在旧约的时代, 这个至圣所是一个最圣洁的地方, 是人能够在那个神在那里遇见。
It was the place where sacrifice were offered in order to find forgiveness of sin.
是一个地方来, 献祭的地方, 能够为人, 为以色列民来赎罪, 献祭的地方。
So for all the temple precincts, the altar was the most accessible location for the people to meet and encounter God.
所以在旧约当中, 我们知道祭坛是一个人能够在那个地方, 能够这个, 能够神所在的一个地方。
Another plug-in for the gentleman that's talking about studying Hebrew. Another plug-in. A plug-in.
或者是有人想要去读一些希伯来书的话,
yes.
可以去好好看一下。
Okay. In Book of Hebrews, it talks about how we as Christians can boldly enter the throne room of God, even right now. Amen.
希伯来书里面讲到我们作为一个基督徒, 我们可以坦然无惧地来到至圣所, 来到神的祭坛面前。
Next slide. The altar was the fountain of life.
祭坛呢就是生命的起源。
Ezekiel's point is that in the emptiness of the broken lives and lost dreams, there is the presence of God who heals and redeems, just as a river flows through the desert.
就像水从这个沙漠中流淌下来一样, 我们知道从这个圣殿里流下来的水, 它也可以有这个医治的功效。
The river has no human origin.
这个水不是从人那里来的。
But instead flows from the very place where God resides, the Holy of Holies.
但是它是从神居住的地方, 从至圣所, 从那里流下来。
This living water was flowing from within the temple, specifically from the place where God's presence dwelt.
这个水呢, 是从真的神居住的最圣洁的地方, 从他的圣所, 从他的祭坛中流下来。
And the access way to get to the river was from the entrance of the temple.
我们怎么样能够到这个水面前呢? 是要从这个圣殿的入口才能够进去。
Not from the side doors or the exit.
不是从边上的门, 也不是从, 出口。
And anyone who wants to experience what God has for them must approach God in a straightforward and honest way.
每一个人如果真的要经历神的同在, 他的必须要真的有一个很简单, 很直接的办法才能够见到神。
Next slide. He is near to those who call upon him in truth.
圣经上说, 凡求告耶和华就是诚心求告他的, 耶和华便与他们接近。
And God reveals himself to those who seek him with all their heart.
神也愿意向那些所有愿意专心寻求他的人来显现。
Next slide. He rewards those who diligently seek him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And he satisfied the hungry with good things while sending the rich away empty. Look.
他叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。
Next slide. His eyes search for those whose hearts are fully committed to him, and he may show himself mighty on their behalf.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
So the fact that water was coming from the inside the temple reminds us that our inner life is very important.
所以，当我们明白这个水是从圣殿的最里面、最圣洁的地方流出的时候，这也提醒我们，我们生命的内涵，就是我们的心是非常的重要。
It means our attitudes.
我们的态度。
Our desires.
我们的欲望。
Our motives.
我们的动机。
The things that we think about.
我们脑子里所想的。
Our character.
我们的品格。
It all affects, all these things affects the flow of the Spirit.
所有这些都会影响到这个水流。
And as we build ourselves up in the inner man,
当我们在内在里面建造自己的时候，
we can then experience the filling and the experience of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我们才能够经历圣灵在我们身上的工作，圣灵的充满。
And do you know the Holy Spirit?Guides you to the deeper things of the Lord. The more you are in intimacy, intimate relationship with God, the more God can tell you His secrets.
你知道，你跟神越接近，越明白神的心意，他就要带你进入更深的看见，能够让你更多的明白他自己的心意。
And it's so beautiful.
非常的美。
I at times just receive words from the Lord and say, Lord, the Spirit will tell me.Tell this person that you see that you're meeting, and tell them this is what I see.
有的时候我在读一些经文的时候，神会给我看见，会说你要跟这个弟兄来讲，说我所看到。
People will come to talk to me and say, "What? How did you know that?"
然后有人就会说，哎，你怎么会知道呢
？I told no one. I never told anyone.
我没有跟任何一个人讲过这件事。
好 ，There's three people know.
哇，有三个人知道。
You know.
你知道。
God knows.
神知道。
And the devil knows.
还有魔鬼也知道。
So either one of these people will tell me, right?
这三个人当中的其中一个会告诉我。
If you didn't tell me,
如果你没有告诉我
，then must be God or the devil.
那就是神或者是撒旦了。
Well, I don't think it's the devil because the devil wants to hurt you.
我不相信那个是魔鬼告诉我，因为他不想让你好。
So the only person that can tell me is God.
所以那只能是上帝告诉我。
Because God knows everything about you.
因为神知道你所有的事。
And by the way, you cannot hide.
你知道你没有办法。
You cannot hide.
你在神面前是无法
隐藏。You think you can hide?
你以为你可以藏起来
？People sometimes are afraid to talk to me.
有的时候人不愿意跟我讲话。
Because they are afraid that I can smell everything.
因为他觉得我好像能够。
No, I'm not that bad. Okay, I don't get all this download every time.
其实我没有那么好。
Okay, now we know about the river.
现在我们知道了这条河。
See, Pastor Daniel, it's a long sermon. Now I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about this.
现在我们来看一下，讲一讲这些 board 这些上面的东西。
Look at chapter 47, verses 3 to 5.
让我们看一下啊，以西结书第47章的3到5节。
Okay, a measuring rod or line was used to measure the depth of water that flowed out from the sanctuary.
看他说用了一个准绳来量那些从圣所里面出来的这个水高度。
So you tell me, what is the first one?
所以你告诉我第一个是什么？
Louder. Ankle deep. How about this one? Knee deep. And this one? Huh? Waist deep. And that one? Swimming deep. How many of you swim?
你们多少人可以游泳？
How many playing the beach?
有多少人在？
Most of you playing the beach, so you have all this depth of the river, right? Or the beach, or the water.
所以你如果到沙滩上，你会知道有各种这些高度的水都会有。
Let's look at the spiritual lessons we can learn from these depths.
这就是我们在这当中想学到，能学到一个什么样的功课呢？
What time is it now? 11:30.What time are you finished? 12. Okay. Okay, I still have time, right?
我还有时间啊。
Okay, let's get bolder. Let's look at that. The first measurement is ankle deep.
第一个高度呢是到你的脚踝骨。
Ankle deep represents saying yes to Jesus.
脚踝骨代表什么呢？表示你已经对神、对耶稣说了是。
It means being willing to follow Jesus Christ into the water.
表示你已经愿意表示跟随神到水中。
Ankle deep water is very safe.
在这个脚踝骨的这个水呢是很安全的。
It permits many to just join and enjoy the joy of life found in Jesus Christ.
你可以真的享受在神里面的喜乐。
So if you think about it, it's almost like you playing with the water.
就想你在戏水，你在玩水。
At this level, we get our feet wet.
我们把脚弄湿了。
The force of the water against our steps is minimal.
这个水在我们的冲击力呢是很小的。
And by the way, when it's too cold, usually we get out of it at will.
如果水变冷了呢，你随时就可以出来。
There's little resistance to your steps because you have not yet learned to recognize the voice of God as He gently leads you into a deeper relationship with Him.
在这个阶段，你可能还很难去分辨神对你的呼召，或者神跟你讲话，你能够跟随他更深。
At the ankles or the feet is where the whole body stands on.
你的这个脚踝骨呢，是你整个身体要依靠的这么骨头。
It speaks of our foundation.
它是你的基础。
So when we step into ankle deep water, it is here where we begin to learn the foundation of our faith.
当我们进到这个踝子骨水的这个高度的时候呢，我们在学习我们信仰的基础。
Now some of us have ankle deep faith.
所以有些人我们当中可能就是到踝子骨的信心。
It doesn't inconvenience us much.
它不能改变太多，是吗？
We only have to make a minimal adjustment.
我们只用改有一些小小的改变就可以。
Do you know that your Achilles tendon is also located at your ankle?
你知道有一个这个肌肉有一个这个筋也是在这个踝子骨边上的吗？
Do you know what happens if your Achilles tendon is damaged?
你如果知道这个筋如果是被受伤了会发生什么事吗？
You basically cannot walk for 6 months.
你就有六个月不能走路。
Similarly,
同样
we become very vulnerable to the devil's attacks when our foundation is weak.
当我们的基础如果发现了问题的话，我们也会变得非常的脆弱。
We all easily go back and fall back to the world's way.
我们很容易就会回到这个世界的方式。
Because we are weak at the end.
因为我们在这个脚踝骨的地方就脆弱了，不能够支
撑。So let's look at the second measurement.
让我看第二个高度。
It's knee deep water.
就是水到了膝盖。
Now we usually walk in knee-deep water to get acclimatized. Thank you. Before we submerge ourselves completely into the water.
我们一般可能是先到膝盖的水里面，让我们能够熟悉一下。
So picture with me.
才能跳。
So I'm in ankle-deep water. No, knee-deep. Knee-deep water. And so what do we do? We go like this, right? And we go like this.Right, to just acclimate ourselves to the water so that we can go deeper, right?
Right. 所以先准备一下。
So that's really what happened in knee deep water.
才能进到更深的水里面。
At first,
首先
changes in our spiritual life may seem strange and unfamiliar to us.
好像在灵里面改变，我们就一开始觉得有点奇怪。
So the more we splash in the water, the more we play with the water, the more we spend time with the Lord in prayer and in His Word, we learn to recognize His voice. And we get to know Him more personally. We get acclimated.
所以像我们这样试着泼水，像我们操练祷告的时候，慢慢一点一点好像更多的明白了神。
It is in knee deep water that God wants you and me to surrender the running of our life to Him.
在我们水到膝盖的时候，神是要我们能够真的顺服，能够交托，能够。
And by the way, knee deep also can tell us that He wants us to run to Him on our knees in prayer.
但水到膝盖的时候，表示他真的愿意让我们把我们的膝盖放下，真的我们能够降服在他面前，跪在他的面前来祷告。
And when we are on our knees, it is a sign of our surrender and our submission to His will, to His desires, to His plans.
当我们真的跪下的时候，才能够真的明白，我们能够愿意降服，我们愿意把我们的主权交托给他，愿意信靠他。
But we need to be careful.
但是我们要小心。
Those who are in knee-deep water are like those in the church of Laodicea.
我们要小心。我们这个水如果是在膝盖的时候，我们就很像那些在以西结那个时候的教会当中。
We know that God condemns lukewarmness, so-so Christian, 50-50 Christian.
哦，对，我们知道神不喜欢那些啊，这个啊不冷不热的那些基督徒。
They have one feet in the world and one feet in the church.
他们一只脚在世界，另一只脚踩在教会。
And they get lukewarm.
啊，不冷不热。
They get the pull from the world.
他们这个世界对他们还有很多的吸引力。
And sometimes they have a hard time deciding whether they want to follow Jesus or not, but do things God's way.
有时候他们会啊犹豫，到底是跟随神呢，跟随神走这个路呢，还是跟随世界
？So the first two categories, ankle deep and knee deep.
所以前两个，一个是到脚踝骨，一个是到水到膝盖。
By the way, all these are believers, okay? All these are followers of Jesus Christ.
这些人呢，他们都是跟随神的基督徒。
And you have them all in the church.
你有这样这样的人，各种各样的人。
So the first two categories of believers, ankle deep and knee deep.
这前两类人呢
？Are usually not all the time. They're usually non-committal and compromise with the world.
他们一般不会特别的啊，这个啊，不会特别的这个。
If you have time, read first. You can.Take this down if you have time. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and chapter 3. It talks about carnal Christians.
如果你有时间的话，可以看一看圣经里面讲到这些啊，跟随世界的基督徒。
Those are carnal Christians.
这些就是一些比较属肉体的基督徒。
There is still spiritual progress.
他们在属灵的这个历程上做了一些啊，有一些的进步。
But those are in knee deep water are still wading around in the shallows and will never experience life in Christ with all its fullness.
虽然这个水到膝盖的这些基督徒，他们也经历了神的一些喜乐，但是呢，他们真的是没有办法完全浸在神的话当中，在神的喜乐当中。
Okay, let's look at the third measurement.
那我们再看看第三个高度。
Waist deep water.
就是到腰的高度。
Waist deep water in the river start to move us in the direction of God's purpose.
我们当到这个高度的时候呢，这个水可以带领我们能够进到神的目的当中。
This is when we have the opportunity to decide, do we go with the flow?
这个时候是我们要下一个决心，我们是要真的跟着这个水流走吗？
Or do we stubbornly resist and command our way, our own way?
还是说我们要回头，还是按我们自己的心意来？
Those who choose to go with the river,
那些愿意跟着水流要走的人呢？
Find that they are being carried along by the Holy Spirit.
发现他们就被圣灵带领。
And they do great things for the Lord.
他们为神做大事。
See, at waist deep water, we finally get our hands soaked.
这个时候我们真的就是要我们的手要没有办法再。
I believe it's here that God begins to establish the work of our hands by His Spirit.
神呢是借着他的圣灵的工作，让我们来让我们的手上能够做工。
This is where our hands begin finding ways to serve according to the Father's heart.
这个时候，我们的手找到方式来侍奉神。
They don't just hang limp on our, at our sides.
他们不只是在边上无所事事。
They engage in the water. They are serving. They are serving God and others around them.
他们进到水当中，他们可以来在这个时候来服侍别人。
They start loving the things that Christ loved.
他们爱耶稣所爱。
And doing the things that Christ wants them to do.
他们做基督所要他们做的事情。
You see, in the midsection is also the area where our loins are.
我们知道在中部也是这个恩膏到的地方。
I believe there's where our reproductive zone of the anatomy and reproduction here means increase.
啊，我。
Okay, in the midsection, there's where our reproductive zone.
我因为知道人的身体的中部是我们这个生产的这些器官所在的地方。
And reproduction here means to increase.
这个生殖的这些器官呢，表示要增长。
Become productive.
我们要变得更有生产力。
We become fruitful.
我们有更多的
结更多的果子。We start bearing fruit for the Lord.
我们为神结很多的果子。
We start sharing and witnessing for the Lord.
我们为神做见证。
Our loin is also a place of strength.
我们这个中间的这部分也是我们力量的一个。
In Chinese kung fu,
在中国功夫当中
，What do we do? 马步。
我们蹲马步。
Like this, right?
Right.
This is where we stand solid.
蹲马步的时候，这是我们
的力量泉源。
We don't move. 我们不动。
Right? And anyone can fight against me, and I can block them. I can just stand strong.
对，这个中部是让我们能够真的站得很稳。
We begin to rely and trust the leading of the Holy Spirit more and more.
我们在这个时候愿意更多的信靠圣灵的引导。
And our voice also speaks of passion.
我们也更多的更有啊。
Passion and love for God.
更对神更有更
多的爱。It is here that we start to take ownership of the vision that God gives us.
我们也能够啊，能够接住神所给我们的意象。
But also beware.
Also, beware. 我们也要小心。
At waist deep water, we can feel the power of the water's current.
在矮一点的水里，我们能感受在这个水温的时候，我们能感到水的这个冲击。
But it's still shallow enough to depend partially on your own feeling.
但是呢，在这个水高度的时候呢，你还是可以依靠你自己的脚能够站稳。
And by the way, it is here that the spiritual battle is the fiercest.
也是在这个位置，属灵的征战是最激烈的。
It is in this place the enemy doesn't like what you and I are doing.
也就是在这个位置的时候，是这个魔鬼是不喜欢我们所做的事情。也就是在这个时候，这个魔鬼要在这个时候，在我们的生活当中，给我们很多的混乱，制造很多的混乱。
The temptations of building our own kingdom, looking for personal gratification and compromising with Satan, may still be present in the life.
我们可能被诱惑要建造一个自己的王国。我们要可能在这个时候会想说要个人的一些成功，好吗
？So we need to watch out.
所以我们要小心。
We always have to be in the presence and in the presence of God and depending on Him for strength and for victory over the enemy.
我们必须要小心，我们能够真的一直在圣灵的光照当中，能够在神当中得到这个最后的胜利。
Okay, we get to the final one, the final swimming depth water.
现在到了最后一个高度。
So when you start swimming, what happens? Your feet will just, what? Will not be standing on the river, bottom of the river anymore.
当你开始游泳的时候怎么样呢？你的脚就离开了水，不再站立。
And we have little control of our body, right?
我们就不再像那样很多的控制了对自己的身体。
And it is here that the current carries us along the river.
就是在这个时候，这个河流，这个水流就带领我们在这个河流。
And the river takes us wherever the river flows.
这个水带我们到这个河流的这个方向。
We no longer are in control.
我们不再控制，我们不再有
控制。The river controls us.
是这个河流来控制
我们。We walk and abide in the Holy Spirit, and we go wherever He tells us to go, and do whatever He tells us to do.
我们就像住在神里面一样，圣灵告诉我们去做什么，我们就跟着他去做什么。
And we basically said, "Yes, sir, we are in duty. We're going to go marching for you."
我们就说是啊、我们就是这个像战士一样，你让我们去哪里我就去哪里。
There's total submission, total surrender.
这就是完全的顺服，完全的信靠。
It's no longer that I live, like Paul says, it's no longer that I live, but Christ lived in and through me.
就像保罗所说的一样，不是我活着，而是耶稣活
着。And you know what's not happening? You're going to be like the Apostle Peter.
你会像这个保使徒这个彼
得 You know what happened?
知道彼得发生了什么
事吗 You know the miracles that Peter, he didn't really perform it, the Holy Spirit performed it through him.
你们还记得彼得所行的神迹吗
And Jesus Christ never did this miracle, only Peter did.
耶稣都没有做这件事情啊
You know that the Bible says you're going to do greater things than Jesus Christ? I believe that.
Yeah, 圣经上说你要做比耶稣还大的事情
If you read the book of Acts it says that Peter's shadow fell on people and the people got healed Amen? Mm-hmm. Peter's shadow fell on people and people got healed
你们还记不记得、这个使徒行传上讲这个彼得的影子落在地上就有人得救了
What if that happened to you?
这个如果对你发生在你身上会怎么样
You're walking on the street and your shadow fell on someone and they say What happened to me?I got healed.
你走在街上，你的影子落在一个人身上，这个人就被得医治。
What if that were to happen?
可以想象吗
？And you know, Paul, again in the book of Acts, he didn't do this, but Jesus never did this.
你知道《使徒行传》上保罗的另一件事情
？Today, a lot of televangelists does it. A lot of.
今天有很多的
televangelists
有很多的在电视上的布道家。
They do this.
他们就这样做。
Because they want money.
哦，他只是想要。
What if you don't get money? Paul used handkerchief.
保罗呢是用手绢。
And wherever Paul's handkerchief touched people, they got healed.
保罗的手绢在哪里碰到人呢？
Can that happen to you?
这会对你。
It may not be your handkerchief. It may be your sock.
也许是你的袜子。
Your stinking sock.
臭袜子。
Okay, but God can do so much things.
神可以做很多的事情。
Why are we wanting to be in control when God, if God were to be in control, miracles start happening left, right, and center.
如果神在掌权的话，你知道吗？我们左边、右边都会有很多的神迹在。
Okay, now comes the time for you to make a decision.
现在呢是到你来做一个决定的时
候。I'm really proud of both of you who stayed awake.
我很高兴啊，看到你们，我很。
So let me ask you this question.
那我要问这么一个问题。
Where are you?
你现在在哪里
？At the river today.
你在河里面是在一个什么位置？
Ankle deep, some of you are ankle deep. Be honest and be ankle deep. It's okay.
是在脚踝骨吗
？Because you're a new believer, it's okay.
如果是这样的话 ，it's okay， 是可以的，因为
你是个新的基督徒。Some of you are knee deep, it's okay.
有一些人可能是在膝盖的。
Okay, God still loves you.
That's okay. 上帝还是爱你。
The church still loves you. We need these people too.
我们教会也爱你，我们需要这样的人。
Okay? Maybe there's some are wasted.
也许有的人是在腰的高度。
Okay, or swimming deep.
或者是在游泳。
Where are you?
你现在在哪里呢
？Do you know what happens when you stay in the river?
你知道如果你在河里待着会怎么样吗
？You're on an adventure.
你有一个很好的这个旅程。
Because as we ride the river's current, the river transforms everything in our path.
当这个河在流淌、在运转的时候，它会改变我们的生命。
You also notice fruit grows wherever the river flows.
你知道圣经上也说这个水流的时候都结了果子，两岸都是果子。
That means wherever you go, something good is happening. Will happen to the friends and your family members. They will. It will happen. It takes time, but it will happen eventually.
这就是表示，就不管你走到哪里，你的朋友、你的亲戚，他们都 something 很多好事向他们发生。也许不是马上，但是它会发生。
It is you and I who carry the river.
是你和我带着这个河流。
Look at that verse there. It says the trees along the banks of the river produce fruit every single month, and its leaves do not wither. Get behind me, Satan. See, he doesn't like me teaching you this. Okay.
我们看圣经上说，他说在河这边、那边的岸上必生长各类的树树木。叶子不枯干，果子不断绝，每月必结新果子。
The leaves do not wither, nor does its fruit fall. It doesn't fall.
叶子都不会掉下来。
It's going to be juicy.
哦，那个果子应该有很多的汁。
Likewise, in our lives, when the fruit of the Spirit is producing, it will not fail to bring. Look at what healing.
我们知道，当我们的生命结果子的时候，
它就会带来什么。The leaves are healing leaves. It brings healing to people wherever you go.
那个叶子是为治病的。
I didn't say that. The Old Testament already prophesied in the last days this is going to happen.
你看到圣经里面已经这个。
Why can it happen to the River of Life Church? You're a River of Life. You give life to people. Why can it happen here?
就像我们这个教会，我们叫做生命和灵粮堂，我们需要把生命带给人。
But also notice.
我也注意到。
There are places of no or little life mentioned near the river also. Oh, I think it's the next slide. It's the back of the book. Yep, right there. Okay. There are places of no or little life mentioned near the river in this passage where the water is stagnant. That means it's dead. They are the swamps and marshes. Don't stay there. Stagnant water.
我们也看到这段经文里面也讲到，也有一些地方呢是不能被治好。就是说泥泞之地和洼湿之地是不得治好，必为炎地。
And there will be people who are going to stay in those swamps, in those marshes, and little grows there because of lack of fresh water.
也有些人可能就会留在这些泥泞之地，不能够治好，因为那里没有水流。
So, there will be people in the church who like to sit in those swamps and stink, and they stink of the place too.
那有我们知道教会里面也会有一些人就选择停留在这样的泥泞之地。
So brothers and sisters, next slide. Next slide. Next slide. Oh, this is where it says. Can you see that? Okay, next slide. The choice is ours.
这个选择在你的手中。
Don't look around.
不要去看别人。
It's between you and God.
这是关于你和神之间的一个选择。
I want us to take some time to pray.
我想花点时间来祷告。
And then when you are ready,
当你准备好的时候，
you come up.
你到前面来。
Take one of those heart.
拿一个心。
From the basket.
放在那个篮子里。
Before you come, and you make a decision where you want to put.
在你来之前呢，你要先做一个选择。
I wanted to for you to write your name, but you don't have to write your name because the reason why I wanted to write your name is because I can pray for you.
你如果愿意的话，可以写上你的名字，我可以为你祷告，但是你不需要一定要写你的名字。
So take one of the hearts, put it in one of the basket.
所以拿一个心放在其中的一个篮子里。
I'm going to commit myself.
然后你跟神说，神，我愿意，我愿意降服，我愿意，啊，从此立定我的心志。
I want to commit myself to the leading of your Holy Spirit.
我愿意从此顺服圣灵的指引。
Okay, so take a moment to pray, and I'm going to ask Susan to help me with the cards.
所以花一点时间来祷告。
And then Pasha and Jack will also give you the pack. And as you leave, walk back to your seat. You take one of the pack as a remembering that you made.
当你放好了你的心，回到座位上的时候，记得拿一个那个橛子。
So let's pray and just take a moment.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, here is my life.
神，我在这里，这是我的生命。
I want to follow the river of life.
我愿意能够跟随圣灵的河。
And go where the river flows.
跟着圣灵的水流。
Help me and give me strength to live for you.
帮助我，给我力量，让我能够为你而活。
I'm going to give my life to you.
我愿意把我的生命交给你。
Take my life.
拿走，请你带走。
And shape it in the way that you want.
你愿意来啊？请你来，真的是来磨造我的生命。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So go ahead. Stand up and take one of those hearts and put it in one of your. Susan's time. No, I give you the scripture. He forgot to give you. Next time. You're welcome. What's yours? So, everyone done? Okay. Is there a closing song? Okay.